On Broad Wings, it swoops into view and everything changes. Small animals scurry for cover, birds become alert, and humans stop what they're doing to watch. Beautiful and mysterious, raptors are the rock stars of the bird world. Here in San Francisco Bay, it's hard to look up into the sky and not see one of our raptors circling overhead, carefully surveying the earth below. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. The term raptor is derived from the Latin word rapere, which means to seize or take by force. When we use the term, we're referring to a bird of prey with a powerful beak and talons that does most of its hunting from the air. Although birds have always captivated humans, we tend to have a special fascination with the raptors, be they hawks, eagles, falcons, owls, or any of the other birds that commonly fall into this category. We name sports teams after them, as well as spacecraft, military jets, and comic book heroes. One raptor that we see around our corner of the bay is the red-shouldered hawk. As you might have guessed, this bird is easily identifiable by the reddish patches on its shoulders, as well as the white bands on its tail and outer wing feathers or primaries. It likes to sit up in our tall trees and swoop down over grassy fields and clearings to snatch up small mammals, lizards, and snakes. The Cooper's hawk is another one you might encounter. A medium-sized hawk, the Cooper's hawk is a forest dweller and a remarkable flyer. It hunts in the trees, blasting through the canopy to launch surprise attacks on small birds and mammals. The white-tailed kite is really something. All white or gray, with dark patches on its shoulders, it does exactly what its name suggests. It hovers in midair, surveying the ground for small rodents, and when it sees its prey, it drops straight out of the sky with its wings back. Yet another great raptor that one sees occasionally over the bay is the osprey, a larger bird that perches prominently near the water on trees or pilings. With long, slender wings and a white body, the osprey will hover high over open water until it sees a fish below, then plunge in like a dart, beak and talons first. From the fish's perspective, it's hard to imagine anything scarier. A careful watcher will surely spot more raptors than these in our bay. We haven't even discussed the other hawks, falcons, owls, vultures, even eagles that occasionally course through our skies, but they're up there, always watching. If you'd like to learn more about Bay Area raptors, you might want to contact the Golden Gate Raptor Observatory, which is a project of the Golden Gate National Parks Association and the National Park Service. Their website is www.ggro.org. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. You can catch us on the air at the top of every hour, Thursdays on 1610 AM in Southern Marin and countywide at 4 p.m. on Cable Channel 26. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.